Hello, and thank you for joining me on this midweek message. Sunday morning, we were in 2 Peter chapter 1, where Peter tells the people in that letter that he would stir them up by way of remembrance, to stir them up by way of remembrance. And specifically, the things that he's trying to remind them of are these qualities, these supplements to their faith, things to continue to grow in, that we can, by them, grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now you can look at those at 2 Peter chapter 1, see those qualities, virtue, self-control, godliness, brotherly kindness. There's a whole list of them there. But what about the stirring up? I would like to take us to a very familiar passage, at least to me and probably to most of you, in Galatians chapter 5. How is it that the stirring up happens? I mean, do you just remind people of things and that stirs them up? Can you just remind yourself of things and it stirs you up to do the right thing? Well, yeah, sometimes that does work. Sometimes all that's needed is a reminder. But occasionally we need more than that. Or maybe we don't see the more that God is up to in the same light as Scripture shares it with us. So Galatians chapter 5. Let's start up in verse 16. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things that you want to do. So the opposition can be good, it keeps you from doing bad things. The opposition can be bad, it keeps you from doing good things. It's a whole nother discussion that Paul, who wrote Galatians, also shares with us in Romans chapter 7. But in Galatians chapter 5 here, he says, this war within you, this battle between the spirit and the flesh, has tails. That's right, I said tails, just like if you were in a poker game. It lays out on the table, you look at your opponent, and you go, I don't think that's what it's intended to be. There's a bluff going on here. I see a tail. So I'm going to give you a couple of tails and remind you of these things that you may be stirred up. We're talking about the difference between the flesh and the spirit, right? Verse 19 says this, the works of the flesh are evident. They're easy to see. When the flesh has control of you, Paul says, it's simple to point out. Listen to these. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, so real simple. You say, Greg, I thought you were going to stir us up to something good. That is my intent. And this is how the Holy Spirit works it out in me. When I see these works of the flesh tempting me, luring me, when I see fits of anger or rage in me that I can't control, when I see temptation toward things that, when I'm led by God, I obviously don't want and don't need, then I know that's a tell, that's a hint. Something's not operating correctly inside of me. Because led by Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, I don't want any of those things. Led by Him, I'm full of something totally different. So when I see these things happening in my heart, or I watch it happen in the heart of someone else, immediately I begin to say, okay, there's something going on here. This is the flesh. It's either my flesh operating too strong, or it might be theirs operating too strong. See it for what it is. Okay, now, God, there's got to be an answer for this. And there is. In that moment, I'm walking in the flesh, and there is a need for something else. Now, I told you over in 2 Peter chapter 1, there's a long list of things to be added. One of them is self-control. And lo and behold, self-control shows up again over here in Galatians chapter 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and last but not least, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So that's how I know. That's my tell. That's being stirred up to action. And what action is that? God, right now I'm operating. When I see these bad things or these works of the flesh operating, they are a tell that I'm not walking with you as I have the opportunity to. And it's not a thing where I tell myself now, okay, now be loving, be joyful, be patient, be peaceful. Oh, no, it's just, I understand I'm not being led and filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit in that moment. That doesn't mean he's not with me. It doesn't mean I'm not saved. It just means that he's actually not been given the reins in that moment. And he needs to be. And when I turn back to him and submit to his authority in me, the authority of Jesus Christ over me, and the work of the Holy Spirit in me, then I begin to see these things come out. Now, you can fake it till you make it. I don't suggest it. What I prefer is not that I strap down harder to make these things happen, these good things, or that I fake it until it feels right, but that I just recognize, Lord, I'm not walking with you in that moment, in this moment maybe that you're in right now. And to say, Lord, forgive me for that. And Father, I want you to have all of me so that you can project all of you through me. So other people can see Christ in me, the hope of glory. I want that. I don't always do that, and I'm sure you don't either. But from now on, instead of kicking yourself and forcing yourself to do something different, maybe you just recognize it and say, Lord, that's not who you made me to be. You've got better things for me. Submit to him and see if it doesn't begin to change you. It'll take a conscious choice on your part, but it's a good choice to make. All right? I hope you are stirred adequately, and I hope that the rest of your week will be great. God bless. See you next time. Bye-bye.